stuffing a handful of gummy sweets into his mouth. Whenever I like. I thought your dad was strict. Ivan is my stepdad. What about you? Casper shrugged and stuffed another handful into his mouth. Everything is chill. My old man's gone for the time being. He looked away. Damn, I kicked your ass in Street Fighter. As if, Morton replied, giving him a mocking smile, his teeth full of licorice. It was 1-1. If we'd have played a deciding match, I would have smashed you with a Hong Kong punch. He raised his hand and threw a punch at Casper. Ouch, you idiot! Casper shouted and gave him a push. That's called a palm strike, not a Hong Kong punch. Are you stupid or something? There's also something called Hong Kong punch, which is much more powerful. Casper shook his head at him. Idiot, show me what else you've nicked. Morton emptied his pockets of stolen goods, which included a Phillips screwdriver, a couple of bags of seagulls, a pack of Yenka chewing gum, two Raiders, a bag of pegs, and 10 meters of clothesline, a Coca-Cola yo-yo, a lighter, some badges with different motifs, a pack of AA batteries, and a can of yellow spray paint. What the hell do you need all that shit for? Casper took the can of spray paint out of Morton's hand. He turned towards the shed and started painting over the red planks. Soon after, he had drawn a huge cock and balls. It looks just like the security guard, said Morton. The boys burst out laughing, and Casper accidentally hit the spray can, causing a cloud of paint to hit Morton's sleeve. Watch out, idiot! Morton looked at his sleeve and saw there was a yellow stain on one wrist. That piece of crap only got nicer, Casper replied exuberantly, and was about to spray him again. Morton knocked the can out of his hand. Stop it! I don't want to get in trouble! Calm down, Casper shouted and picked up the can again. He turned round and looked towards the playground fence. Shit, they're so noisy, those little kids. Makes me want to punch them. He walked to the playground and stood close to the wire fence surrounding it. With his lips pressed against the wet metal, he sucked on the cold wire while staring at the children running around in almost identical snowsuits. Morton opened a Raider and walked up to Casper by the fence. They look like penguins in those suits, he said with a mouthful of chocolate. He pushed up the hood of his parka and held his hands down at his sides as he waddled around. You're so childish, Casper sneered. Morton stopped in embarrassment and put the hood back down. Little pigs, that's what they are, said Casper, and sent a blob of spit through the mesh in the wire fence. Stupid, howling, and weak. They smell like shit, too. And of arse? Arse and shit are the same thing, Casper replied. We should hit one of them. So they all get scared, so they learn to behave properly. Yeah, or take them down with a Hong Kong punch. Casper turned round to face him. I'm serious, mate. This isn't a game. We'll get hold of one of those brats and then we'll beat him up. Morton recognized the look in Casper's eyes. It was the same dark look he always got before they got into trouble. Morton puffed out his chest. I'm serious too, but that's a really high fence. What about the nursery workers? He nodded in the direction of the playground and the man in the woolly hat who was pushing a swing. Casper's gaze travelled along the wire fence as he skirted the area behind the playground. When he reached the corner, he beckoned Morton to him. One of the posts to which the wire fence was attached was loose at the bottom. Casper squatted down and tore at the fence, which gave a little, but not enough for them to squeeze under. Fuck's sake. We can dig, said Morton, and took the screwdriver out of his pocket. He started hacking at the soil and loosened some lumps, which Casper removed with his hands. The labor excited the boys, who worked hard to make the hole big enough for them to crawl under. When they were almost done, they heard the teacher call the children in for afternoon juice. They gave up digging and leaned against the wire mesh. Both of them were sweating and unzipped their coats halfway down. Shall we wait for them to come out again? Morton asked. Nah, that sucks, Casper replied. Do you have any more sweets? Morton dug in his pocket and gave him the last Raider bar. What time is it? Do you think school is over? Do you mean for today? Yeah, what else? Morton shrugged his shoulders. When it came to school...